Good morning, everybody. This is Andy Johnson coming in on the Andy Johnson podcast. And I'm very happy to be back. Been away for a while because I was working, got stuff to do. So I was pretty busy, but I'm back. So I started to record. This will be my first episode after like a couple months or so. So I'm very, very happy to be back. So today, Just before I begin, I want to let you all know that if you want to support this podcast in any way, you could support it in any capacity you want. All right, you could just look on anchor.com and they will give you the instructions as to how to go about supporting this podcast. All right, so however you want to support it, that's fine. I appreciate it. I thank you very much for that. Thank you for listening and thank you for all your support so far. So I want to touch on a little subject that has been on my mind as of late, because it's something that happens within the United States. As you know, I've been here for a few years, and you know, it's an interesting place, especially when it comes to the subject of race. Race seems to be a very touchy subject here. Yeah, it has to deal with race. That's a very prevalent subject in the United States as of late. Yeah, it's been, you know, it's a prevalent subject. A lot of people focus on race a lot over here. Everything is black and white. If you're Asian, if you're Italian, all that kind of stuff. And I was listening to this video that I saw on Facebook. Somebody put it up, and it was about the subject of the word, the N-word, which you know is a very touchy subject, especially among black people in the United States. And these individuals were speaking about how relevant it was for white people to use the word, and they were discussing all the different things why they are not able or they shouldn't use the word. White people, that is, shouldn't use the word. And a lot of the what was said between these two individuals, who seemed to be very intelligent guys, it seemed to be, or it sounded very intellectual, very intelligent, very wise. It sounded like that. Because they were giving all the reasons why black people could use the word, but white people can't. And it was brought about because a lady got up in the audience and said that she was listening to some rap music, or a friend of hers was listening to some rap music. And within the rap music, there was a prevalent use of the word, the N-word. And, you know, that person was singing it word for word, and they wanted to use the N-word and so on. So as a basis for what I'm going to talk about, I just want to use this as a reference. Now, first of all, I want everybody to know where I stand, right? Me in particular, I don't look at human beings within the realm of race. So I want that to be abundantly clear. We are all humans on this planet. We come from different places and different areas. We look different. That's fine. We are all human, right? We have different cultures, different things that we could share, different wisdoms, different knowledge we can all share, we can all use, and we can all benefit from. So I have no interest in the topic of race or looking at a person from a racial point of view, what we call race, which is the color of their skin, which is absolutely, in my opinion, ridiculous. So I want that to be abundantly clear. So, excuse me. We're looking at human beings. Human beings live on planet Earth. We're all human. We all have families. We all have different issues that we have to deal with, different challenges. We all live here. And we're all brothers and sisters, regardless of what people may think. We're all brothers and sisters on this planet. So, in terms of that particular topic that I was that I brought about with the N-word or nigger, in order to be clear. I'm just going to use the word just to describe and to be a little bit more clear in what I'm saying, because I don't like the word. The word is not, to me, a word that is a nice word to repeat towards another human being. But I'm going to use it, yeah, just for reference and just to describe or to bring about a clearer meaning as to what I'm trying to say. First of all, the N-word or nigger was used as a derogatory term that these white slave owners used toward black slaves. They call them nigger. So it's a derogatory term. It's a nasty term, a term that had a negative connotation toward black people. And this to me implies that this word should not be used at all. And the reason why it shouldn't be used at all by anyone, I'm talking not only by black people, but by whites, Asians, whoever, it doesn't matter. And this goes for any other term that another type of people who perceive themselves to be of a different race would call another human being, right? This is any term. It could be, you know, it could be cracker. It could be anything negative. This shouldn't be used toward another human being, whether it be black, white, or whatever color of your skin, it shouldn't be used toward another human being. And the reason for this is, we as humans should always look at each other with respect, with love, with caring, with understanding, and compassion towards one another. And to use a negative term towards that doesn't accomplish that at all. It just heightens the tensions between people who have different color skin, which again is ridiculous. It shows how primitive the mind is, or the persons are, whose minds still believe that this is cool to say or this is nice to say. We as human beings should be of a higher standard. We should always try to raise our standard and raise our society and lift each other up, not push each other down. And we have to do that by action. Not just by, what we say, okay, we love this person, but we're calling them different things that are negative. We have to do it by action, by how we refer to one another, by how we show love to one another, our actions to one another, right? We can't just say, okay, this is my brother. Okay, like two black guys, this is my brother, but that's my nigger. No, it defeats the purpose, because now you're pushing out a word that is negative towards him. You may think it's cool. You may think it's fine. You may think nothing's wrong with that. But what you're actually doing is putting into his mind, in a subconscious level, the thought that he is nothing more than a lowlife. And that, to me, is something that we should never do to one another. So in terms of the N-word, no, it's a word that shouldn't be used at all. And that goes for any other term towards another human being. I hear some females call each other bitch. Again, that is not a term that should be used at all. We as human beings must rise to a higher standard than this. It is far too... I mean, we have come too far to be still in a position of primitiveness, where we only think in the lowest terms. We have to rise above that, because we cannot stay and think about improving life on this planet and making life better for all if we continue with this type of foolishness. We have to grow up. It is time for us to step up our game and to move forward in a positive direction. That means that the way we do it is going about towards each other with love, with compassion, with kindness. Now, I'm not saying that if something is negative or somebody is doing something wrong to you, that you should just be complacent. No, I'm not saying that at all. Stand up for what is right. Stand up for what is good. But at the same time, we have to show by action, by character, by the way we go about our daily lives, that we are of a higher standard. This has to be across the board, not only for black people, not only for white people, for everyone. Everyone has to step up to a higher standard. We look at social media and, I mean, even the advertisements on TV, the different things that we see all around us, and all we see is a negative connotation or a racial connotation something that refers to females in a negative way or just as an object, of a sexual object, or, you know, you see people doing that, and it's become ingrained into society, where now society reflects that back. And then when we sit back at home and we watch the news and we see society reflecting that in terms of a black man being stopped by an officer and being disrespectful to that officer, and then that officer now begins to pummel him with a baton, and or then tase him and then shoot him to death, then we all go all crazy. Oh, this is race and this is that. But the thing is, we fail to realize that this is a reflection of what we allow. We allow this. Many of us don't stand up and say this is wrong, we're not going to follow this trend, we're going to stand up and be of a higher standard. No, we look at it as entertainment. So everything now is entertainment. We look on the news, it's entertainment. We have a president, we have an administration right now, it's like a reality TV show, right? Everything now is entertainment. Right? We're not taking things seriously anymore, especially things that deal with the upliftment of human beings. We are far superior to this. We should be far along in terms of how advanced we are in our thinking. Therefore, it kind of saddens me to think that this is the type of thing that is promoted mostly. You just see foolishness being promoted right or wrong all across the board. That's a very sad and terrible thing. We as human beings should be of a higher standard. We should be moving forward, teaching our children how to live with one another, how to respect one another. We should be hearing that in the music we make. We should be seeing that on television. We should be doing all the different things that we could do in order to ingrain in society what we need to do to advance. It amazes me that in this day and age, we still have wars. It amazes me that in this day and age, people are still hungry and starving. That there is so much evil toward one another. It amazes me. Because we have so much knowledge, we have so much wisdom, but yet we don't want to use it. We don't want to grow up. And it's high time we put a stop to this, and we stand up for what is right. And I'm going to do that with myself. I'm not going to tell other people to do it, and I'm not doing it. I'm doing it. I'm starting it with myself, right? I'm not starting a movement. Don't get me wrong. This is not a movement, you know, like everybody wants to start a movement. You know, Black Lives Matter and all this and all that. I'm not starting a movement, right? This is life we're talking about here. This is a serious issue. This is about our role on the planet. We need to step up. So the first thing that I shouldn't say the first thing, but what I've been doing so far is simple things. The way I carry about myself, the way I talk, the way I behave amongst other human beings, the way I treat other human beings. I treat all with respect. I treat all with love. I treat all with kindness. I treat all with understanding and with an open mind. Right? I'm not tolerating foolishness, but I show compassion and love and kindness, because that is human. That is what we do. Human beings live that way. Human beings are not negative creatures. We were born to love one another. Just look at a little baby and you will see. We were never born to be hateful toward one another. We were never born to want to kill one another. We were born to be caretakers and creators. We create things. There are many things on this earth, wonderful things that have been created by intelligent individuals. And there is much more to be done, because we have abundance of life on the planet that we are responsible for. We have to take care of every living creature on the planet and ensure that they live a happy life according to their way. We need to ensure that we do our part to contribute to the positivity of this planet, to the life of this planet. So, as far as race is concerned, it is ridiculous. It is stupid and it is ignorant. Any organization that promotes this in any form is ignorant. Any person who promotes this in any form is ignorant. Because we are all one. We are all one race. We are human. So we should stop looking at the color of skin. Color of skin means nothing. Our character is what we should look at. How we treat one another. How we go about our daily lives looking towards one another. It should not be in a negative sense. Because we have a lot that we could do. Each one of us could contribute something. No matter how small it is, it could be a smile, it could be love, it could be kindness. Some people could cook, some people could draw, some people could sing, some people could dance, some people could do different things. There are many, many different things that we could do. We can all contribute in some way. So it would be sad to see that all this potential, all this energy that is there is wasted on foolishness. It's a distraction from what we should be doing. Wake up, people. We need to focus on what we need to focus on, which is uplifting life on the planet. Each one of us can do it. Our societies need to lift up themselves. Too many societies around here find themselves with young people. Now they're indulging in a lot of crime. They want to join gangs. They want to do all these different things. And these things, which they feel are so good, they achieve nothing but death and destruction. I mean, if joining a gang and being a criminal or a thug or a gangster was so good, why does the end result end up with always death or incarceration? What's the point of that? I mean, I could understand if you say, okay, I'm a gangster, I'm a thug, and I live in a nice mansion, in a nice quiet town where everything is fancy and everything's nice and quiet. My kids are well educated because I did a certain amount of years as a gangster and it paid off. And now I can live a luxurious lifestyle for the rest of my life with no worries or stress. But that's never gonna happen because it's an evil thing. It's an evil seed that is planted. And whenever a seed is planted, it's gonna grow. And when that seed grows into a tree, it bears fruit. And that fruit is always destruction and death. So what's the point of that? Any intelligent person would be able to say, you know what? This gang thing, this thug life, this drug dealing, no. This is not going to work for me. Any smart person would know that. Only a fool, only a dimwit would think that's cool because I could get quick dollars and I could have a quick fancy lifestyle. But you would never enjoy it. Because there is no peace there. There is no love. It's not genuine. You're destroying lives. And it always haunts you. You'll never be able to sleep at night. And if you do, it would be very uneasy. Because of all the evil that you do. Which is not the characteristic of a human being. We were not meant to be like that. So you're giving in to a very negative thing. Which will result in your own destruction and demise. Sad to say. So the best thing for us to do is to begin with ourselves. Look at ourselves carefully and really decide what we want to do with our future, with ourselves, as people on this planet. Do we want to succumb and follow the crowd and become another follower, achieving nothing, going nowhere? Or do we want to uplift this planet? Do we want to be a positive light, a positive change to this planet? There is so much to do here. There is so much life and abundance and so much wonderfulness to share. We should be the first people to continue this trend and to carry on what our forefathers did in the past. We should be advancing the kindness and love and the way we share with one another and the way we share with every creature on this planet. Not only humans, but the way we interact with animals, insects, all creatures, we should always do it with love. we should always do it with kindness. We should always try to uplift them and build them up. Because if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be alive. So we should respect all life. And it starts with us as individuals. We need to look at ourselves and make that change. Decide to make that change. It's a decision. Either you decide to be a person who would uplift society, be a human who would uplift life, or you would be a human that would destroy life. It's a choice we make. Let's make the right choice today. Let's do what we need to do. Let's forget about this race talk and this nonsense, because there's only one race, and that's the human race. There is no other race, right? There is no other type of intelligence that we know of. Maybe there is, but we don't know. I don't know. Maybe other people know, but I don't. I've not seen another type of being or race, but what I do see before me is humans. And as humans, one to another, we should love one another, and we should care for one another, and we should uplift one another. And I will continue to drag this on, because it's very simple. There is nothing hard about it. We don't have to go about destroying each other. We don't have to go about calling each other names, and derogatory names at that, and doing foolishness. We could go about living life in a wonderful way. In a most wonderful, wonderful, abundant, successful, prosperous way. But it starts with each individual. Sitting down, holding placards and doing marches is not going to change if we don't change. We need to change ourselves. Because you don't know the impact you could have on someone's life just by the way you live. Many people look at how we live. And if someone is looking at you, a child, or a person who is depressed, and they see a person there who is loving, who is kind, who is prosperous, successful, you know, who somebody who respects all life, respects all people, you don't know. You could be an inspiration of great, great change. But it will only begin if we make that effort. You need to make that effort. You need to step up, grow up, and become that great human being you are. Because that is who you are. That person who I just described is who you are. That's you. You've always been like that. You've always been that kind person. You've always been that loving person. It's inbuilt in you. Bring it out. Forget the negativity. Forget social media and all that nonsense. There's a lot of nonsense being portrayed. I'm not saying that social media itself is bad. There's a lot of good that comes from social media. A lot of things you can learn. A lot of people you can learn from. There's a lot that go on in terms of sharing of cultures and so on. That's fantastic. But what is being promoted mostly is the negative aspects of social media. The derogatory parts. The part that promote racialism and prejudice and all these different things. That seems to be the norm. Being stupid is the norm. Being ignorant is the norm. Well, it's not the norm anymore. We're going to stop that. We're going to change that. The norm is kindness. The norm is goodness. The norm is effectiveness, success, prosperity, abundance. That's the norm now. The norm is superior civilization. A civilization where all life is respected. A civilization where human beings do our part in making life on this planet rich and wonderful. That is what's going to happen. That's what's happening right now. So I urge you, all my friends out there, whoever you may be, whatever you may do, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you're a CEO of a multi-billion dollar company, or you're a janitor, or you're somebody who does what we may consider as menial, which I think is ridiculous, because without you doing your job, we all are dead. So I respect all work, all life, you know. Whatever you may be doing out there, go forth into the world and be the best you could be. Show people how a true person, a true human being should live. Let them be inspired by your life, by simple, simple things you may do. The simple kindness, the simple love that you show, the simple respect. Let people see that in you and let them know that there's so much greater that we could do together. Because once we join together as that, There is no stopping what we could do, what we could achieve in this universe. So that's it for that topic. All right. It's not a topic that I think we should look past, because we need to move on from this. We've been on this race thing for too long. So it's time to move on. It's time to grow up, and let us move forward together, and let us look to the future. So I'm going to do some other podcasts. I'm going to do some other inspirational talks, and you know, maybe we can move forward into a direction that where we could uplift every person. So if you want to contact me, you could contact me via Anchor. Send me an email. That's great. If you want to support, as I said earlier, you can support in whatever way you want to, however you want to. That's fine. I appreciate all your support, all your comments. If you have any comments that you want to add to this, or if you have an opinion, feel free. You know, all are welcome. State your opinion, whatever it is. And it could be something that we could discuss. It could be something that we could elaborate on and, you know, dissect. And we could come to better understanding one to another. So thank you again for listening in. And as soon as I get the opportunity, I'm going to do another one. And we could sit down and enjoy and grow and be successful and abundant. Because we are already, you know, we are abundant in life and in richness and in health. So live on and live free, live happy, and I'll talk to you.